Yesu yebazibwa abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus?
Obulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku neighbor oyo.
Greet for me your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi okuva.
Wish them good things from the Lord.
Okusingira ddala okumutegeera.
More especially to get to know them.
Kubanga Bible yagamba mu Yokaana 17.
The Bible says in John 17.
Onye olwokusatu.
Verse 3. That eternal life is to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent.
So musingire okumwagaliza obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Now wish them eternal life
to know
the one true God
ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma
and Christ Jesus is sent.
Amanya ne ddoboozi.
And by name and voice,
omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of Jesus. We wish you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. And we pray every person to be able to reach. For Philippians 3:20 says our citizenship is in heaven. And we want to go back there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That is why we pray for every person
to
pray that they go back home.
So in
1 Timothy 1:6 it says, 1 Timothy 1:6, that we came with nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing of anything. Now we would never brought anything, we came from somewhere and we came from heaven. Praise Jesus. And we hear the scripture and it says, don't cry for the one who has died, but you cry for one thing that have not gone back to their own country. Many of them cannot there go back to heaven. But
we
bet in the new generation with the foreknowledge of God,
the national ministries,
national ministries, blessing in the nation of Uganda, we bring the knowledge to the people that they may get eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We began the journey of heaven, which will move through the Bible for 7 years. And within this, we are going to know many secrets concerning the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to begin from planet Earth where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We begin planet Earth. The one known as the inhabitable planet, where fresh and blood can be able to survive. That's where we are going to begin from. And when we stretch out of it, we shall get out of our planet. We shall see other planets.
Out
of those planets, we shall see a kingdom of the stars. All the stars you see surrounding the planets, the kingdom of the stars, we shall see the sun, we shall see of the moon, and we shall see the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit.
The
prison of God where he imprisons the rebellious. We shall see how the heaven is circular. And you will know that heaven is not only up there where you see it, but it is circular. You shall use its northern door, even though there are four doors which stretch out of that heaven. But we shall use the northern door according to the order of the heavens as you see them here. Then we shall reach the heaven with the Jerusalem city, the first created heaven. That is what we shall be seeing. In it is Jerusalem city, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We shall see the two cherubim who remained and the cherubim who fell, who is the Satan. We shall see the ark of the covenant, the mercy seat, and the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. That heaven too is circular.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we shall be able to stretch out of it
using
the northern door to go to the heaven with the four living creatures. The four living creatures where all spirits created on planet Earth come from. They come from there. And we shall stretch out of it and go to the third heaven, where the garden of God is, the throne of God, and the 24 elders. As we preach, we shall stretch up above the heavens. In the beginning, before heaven and earth were created, where we shall see the new heaven and the new earth. Praise Jesus. But all this, those are what we have first promised, as we are going to read here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is where we're going to begin from.
And
some of the things you're going to be hearing, you may perhaps never embrace them in your heart, not ever seen them before, and you've never heard of them. But the Holy Spirit prepared them for us,
for
which God prepared for His saints, they who love Him. Let's begin with this scripture. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. We began from verse 6.
Bakolinso, ekisooka, esula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogeramu abo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mirembe gino, era agatali ga bakulu, abo mirembe gino abaggwaawo. Naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama. Gali agaakisibwa. Katonda ge yalagira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenda kwogera amagezi.
We are going to speak the wisdom
mu kyama kya Katonda.
In the secret and mystery of God.
Agaakisibwa.
Those which were hidden
olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
For our glory.
Buli agenda okubanga awulira message.
Everyone going to be listening to this message.
Oyo agenda okugitwala mu maaso.
The one going to spread it ahead.
Olina okumanya nti bino byonna Mukama yali yabitutegekera.
What you have to know, God prepared and kept all this for us. For the glory of the church.
Eky'oluvannyuma kye yayogerako.
The latter glory he spoke of.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He spoke of it in Haggai. Haggai chapter 2. And he said the glory of the latter church
is
to be far greater than the glory of the former church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we're going to be seeing of that glory and reveal secrets from the mystery. This mystery, we need our things in heaven and earth. Our journey, you heard.
We're
going to be seeing the mystery and the secrets within it. Praise Jesus. And
it's
told that the wisdom in this mystery of God. Praise Jesus. What we're
going
to be seeing in the entire heavens, reaching the third heaven. That is the mystery of God. Within it are many secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this mystery, Revelation 10:7,
it is
spoken of that it has to be revealed
before
the seventh trumpet is sounded, the trumpet of the end. Let's read briefly right there. Revelation 10:7.
Kubikura esula eyekumi n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Kubikura esula yakumi n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Revelation 10:7.
Naye mu nnaku ez'eddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okufuuwa, ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira ng'enjiri bw'eri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Nti ekyama kya Katonda,
the mystery of God,
bwe tugenda okulaba alimu ebiri mu kuna ebiri
mu nsi,
ye Mukama waffe
Yesu.
Era nga kigambibwa ng'enkomerero tennaba kubanga
etuuka,
malayika akutte ekkondere ery'omusanvu
n'anafuuwa. This mystery has to be revealed. How God has been revealing it through the prophets, the apostles and the prophets, and they speak of this mystery.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before the seventh angel sounds it, that mystery must be revealed first. Then we see of the hand. The angels holding the trumpets are seven, and the six have already sounded the trumpets to command the armies of angels to work according to Revelation 8, verses 1 and 2. But the last angel, before he sounds his trumpet, we are going to be seeing this mystery. That's to begin this journey from planet Earth. For within this mystery, our Master Jesus, in it are things in heaven and on earth, and they have never known where exactly they are until we read the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible. God moved me this journey right from 2005
to
2011, passing through the spirit transports, like the vision, like the dreams, like the trance, the azotas, the urim. Praise Jesus. But all that we are going to see, it was revealed in that journey. Praise Jesus. We are going to be moving on by seeing them, and we are led by the Holy Spirit and the groups of angels. Praise Jesus so much. Now we are going to move on to open and reveal this mystery. And this mystery is spoken of in Colossians, where we are going to be seeing the journey of heaven. Everything we are going to study from the planet Earth where we are, reaching the third heaven. We are going to be seeing the secrets within the mystery.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 23.
Bwe mubeera obubeezi mu kukkiriza, nga munywedde, nga temusagaasagana, so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ery'enjiri gye mwawulira, eyabuulirwa mu bitonde byonna ebiri wansi w'eggulu, nze Pawulo gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo. Kaakano nsanyuse mu bibonoobono byange ku lwammwe. Era ntuukiriza ebibulako mu kulaba ennaku kwa Kristo mu mubiri gwange olw'omubiri gwe ye kanisa. Nze gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe naweebwa gye muli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda, ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda n'emirembe n'emirembe, naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Yes,
right, praise Jesus. That this mystery, the apostles began to reveal it. But it's the word of God, all the prophets whom they spoke of, and all the apostles spoke of him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It had
begun to be revealed, but because of many uncertainties, like how the church forsook the first love, which accused us in Revelation 2.
To
get back the first love. When it failed, this mystery stopped to be revealed within us. But by the other promise, that before the seventh trumpet is sounded, the coming of Christ before it comes, as it will be about to happen, this mystery must be revealed. This mystery is the Master Jesus, and he is the Word of God. Praise Jesus so much.
It
must be revealed unto his saints.
Listen
carefully this mystery.
Bakolosai esula esoka lulinyirwa 27.
Colossians 1 verse 27.
Katonda bwe yayagala okutegeeza obugagga obw'ekitiibwa eky'ekyama kino bwe buli mu baamawanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda yayagala ategeeze
that God wanted to make
obugagga obuli mu kyama kino,
the glorious riches within his sacred mystery.
Obugagga buno bungi nnyo kamala.
His riches are very numerous.
Nga bw'ogenda okulaba,
as you are going to see,
nti okuva ku nsi yaffe kwe tuli,
from planet Earth where we are,
byonna
all things have been within this secret all along. All the riches of this world, as you stretch out of the planet Earth to see other planets, to see the kingdom of the stars, to see the sun and the moon, to see the bottomless pit hell, the entire heaven as you see it in its circular form, to stretch out of the door of the north as you see it right here, to walk in the heaven with the Jerusalem city, All those riches of this city
that
in the Master Jesus, and the riches, the four living creatures in the second heaven, all of them are in the Master Jesus. What is in the third heaven? In the garden of God, the throne of God, the 24 elders, all the different glorious riches that are in the Master Jesus, the mystery of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yatua, umukisa,
that it gave us a privilege.
Abama wanga,
the Gentiles.
Ubirebio, tuwabitwa, abama wanga,
those days were called Gentiles.
Israelites
were not called children of God.
Ngabasigadde bonna ba
mawanga. All the rest were Gentiles. But he said
nti ekyama kino kiri va mba mawanga be bali kibikula.
Mystery will come from the Gentiles, they will reveal
abantu abatamanyibwanga.
People who were not known.
Abantu abatalinga kubwanga
lesi. People who were not on the nation of Israel.
Bali soko okumanya ekyama.
They will be the first to be revealed to the mystery. Nabaliddamu
okukibikula mu
nsi. And they will reveal it again in entire
world. So tugenda maso n'okubanga tugenda bikula ebyama.
We're going to be revealing secrets.
Obo obukaka obw'ekyama.
The glorious riches of this mystery.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Abakolosayi essuula esooka n'olunyi lw'abiri mu musanvu.
Colossians 1 verse 27.
Nti Katonda bye yayagala okutegeeza obugagga bw'ekitiibwa ky'ekyama kino bwe buli mu baamawanga. Ekyo ye Kristo mummwe essuubi ery'ekitiibwa.
Nti oyo ye Kristo bulijjo.
That all along has been the Christ.
Ayitibwa ekyama.
Who is being called a mystery.
Naye tugenda kumanya
ebiri mu ye. But we are going to know what are within him.
Obugagga obw'enjawulo.
The glorious riches. Christ as a son was just born. But I want you to think of it. That all along you've been moving and living within him. And what is heaven and earth are within him.
You
take me in the journey of heaven. It was intended to reveal this mystery.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we are in preparation and preparing for his second coming as the nation of Uganda, which was called. And to prepare the end in the shortest time. I may not tell you which day.
But
what I know is the preparation of the second coming of Christ. And the end of it all.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on here.
Colossians 1 verse 28. Gwe tubuulira ffe nga tulabula buli muntu era nga tuyigiriza buli muntu mu magezi gonna tulyoke twanjule buli muntu ng'atuukiridde mu Kristo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era tubuulira nga tulabula buli muntu.
And we are preaching and admonishing to every person that you is on earth.
And
they will get out of planet earth. They will go in the stars. They will go in the moon. They will go in the entire heaven.
In the
Jerusalem of heaven.
In the
second heaven with the four living creatures.
Even
though you go to the third heaven, know that all you've been doing, you've been within Christ Jesus. And we warn you and admonish you.
But
everything you've been doing which is unrighteous, and you're thinking that you have authority, and you have the responsibility which is much, we warn and admonish every person who decided to join on the devil, that there's nothing you have, and the other,
you
don't even have any territory to put in people. Hell is not you created it. You never created earth neither. Even what is in the heavens. But they are all for Christ Jesus. And we warn you. After we reveal this mystery. That you get to know. That you trust the devil. All along he has been deceiving you. There is no importance at all. And
he
has never created any territory for you. He has no hope.
And
he has no thought either. But he's just there like how a mad person is.
I
don't know whether how did you fall a mad person like that.
Colossians 1 verse 29. N'okufuba kyenfubira era nga mpakana ng'okukola bwe kuli okukolera mu nze n'amaanyi.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to struggle and to argue with every form of thing which glorifies itself about the knowledge of God. And we tell them the truth of everything existing right from planet earth where we are. Those are the things we're going to hear in this mystery. This mystery is spoken of like this. What do we see from planet earth where we are? Colossians 1 verse 15. Bible speaks of the mystery like this.
Bakolosayi esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa 15. Olwo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna, kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi. Ebirabika n'ebitalabika.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen very carefully.
Ebintu byonna ebiri mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
All things within heaven and earth.
Nga bwe tugenda okulaba olugendo lwaffe nga luva ku nsi kuno kwe tuli.
Ebintu
byonna biri mu ye munda.
All things are within him, inside him.
Ebirabika.
They which are visible and the invisible. You may perhaps see planet where we are, and you see mountains, and you see the streams, and you see all the animals within it, the insects and the birds, and the rest of things like that. And you see them. And you can see where the sun is. You can see the moon. You can see the stars. Those are the visibles they have spoken of here.
And
on earth there are many you have never seen. Ecclesiastes speaks of them. That there are many works God does under the sun which man men never see. But all that you have been seeing, even the invisibles you can't see, like the Jerusalem city of heaven and its fullness, the four living creatures, the third heaven and the 24 elders, together with the garden of God, all those you have never seen, all those are in Christ Jesus.
And
we're going to begin the journey of heaven as we began today, to see him how he is in his fullness,
he is
the Master Jesus. When we go above the heavens, we shall see of the Father, and we shall see how the Holy Spirit is in his fullness.
Now,
we're going to first see the mystery of God. Praise Jesus. Now we want every person.
Yenda maso tusomere.
Abakolosayi esula esooka n'olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Colossians 1:16.
Kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, obanga ntebe za bwakabaka,
whether thrones,
you
hear them of the 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4. They are found in the third heaven. They too are within Jesus.
Colossians
1:16.
Oba bwami, oba kufuga, oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatonderwa ye era ne kululwe.
All things were created by him and they are his. That's why he speaks in John 15, verse 1-5, that I am the true vine, all
of
the rest are branches, and there is nothing you can do without me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But he
promised that a branch will never bear fruit. He has to cut it off. All you has been in Christ, but you don't bear fruits of righteousness.
Let's
call the hell we are going to see, and that too, it's part of his parts. That is where he casts them, and they first dry from there. After that, we shall see the lake of fire, where
he
is going to throw all the dry branches. Then he will burn them. The lake of fire, we shall see it.
It begins
from the Jerusalem city of heaven, the altar of God, which is in the midst of the
cherubim.
Everything you're going to see it,
where
it is within Christ Jesus, in its reality.
And
the
journey
of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years. Why is it within the Bible?
It's just,
all of them are going to read them in the Holy Scriptures. I have no story to tell you, but to show you all the Scriptures just as they are in their reality, in their life.
Abakolosayi esula esoka n'olunyiriri lwa 15.
Colossians 1:17.
Naye ye w'olubereberye mu byonna, era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye.
All things all along, they have been holding within him, the ones in heaven and on earth. Jesus we speak of. We don't speak of a Jesus who is in the rooms.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why we
want to
Matthew 24. When they tell you Jesus is in the room, don't waste your time to believe. He told you of one thing.
Well,
two, three gather for his sake. He is in the midst. Why was he there? And why is he there? For what is in heaven and earth have always been within him. And all along people have been moving within him. Now the journey of heaven is there to reveal this mystery. The Master Jesus. And even the secrets within him. To show you what is in heaven and earth. And all along I've been holding within him. The Jesus we speak of, he looks and is like this. This is the only right Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Colossians 1 verse
18.
That
he
is the head of the body, the church. When you join the old church of Christ,
it stretches
from the third heaven right from to planet earth where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
stretch it from the third heaven to planet earth where we are. That's why he spoke in Isaiah 66 verse
1
that heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. What house can you build for him? And what resting place can you put for him? Praise Jesus. Let's move on with Colossians
1:18. Oyo lwelubereberye omberebere w'omubafu ye alyoka abeerenga owoolubereberye mu byonna kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
Please that all things let them be within Christ Jesus the Master.
He
the Father blessing above the heavens. As we shall see. All the rulership he handed over to the Master Jesus. To govern what is in heaven and on earth. Reaching the third heaven. As we
hear
in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. Verse 1-3. And we speak of the third heaven. The one was never heard of it. It's there. And we're going to see from planet earth where we are, reaching the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is the journey of the Bible, how it moved.
Colossians 1,
verse
19. Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye. N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye.
That
to reconcile to himself all things unto himself within him. That what is in heaven and on earth.
He
tried that they reconcile with him. To
know
that all within him are branches.
He would have been
big equated to the entire heavens.
But
he decided to branch out different branches out of him. Right from heaven itself. Even earth and its fullness. All of those are his branches. That is why he could come and clothe flesh. And he appears to us. And it's just like a small thing. But he's very big. Because what is in heaven and earth. All of them are his branches. And he tries to reconcile all what he is in him unto himself. What refuses to reconcile within him there is hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where they are put. To wait for the day of judgment. To be put in the lake of fire. And it itself begins within him. In the Jerusalem seat of heaven. In the midst of the Kelvin. Where we find the altar of God. All this you're going to study. And you're going to be seeing all that. This is our ministry as a nation of Uganda. Unto all nations.
And to
all saints of God in the world. To relate to this work. For we are there to just lead them in it. We go, we minister with them, and they too minister with us.
Colossians 1
verse
20. Muye okutabaganyisa oba ebyokunsi oba eby'omu ggulu
nti ebiri mu ggulu
okutuukira ddamu gweryokusa
n'ebyokunsi afuba okubitabaganya mu
ye
so ebikwatagana obutonde
bwonna
bulijjo buli mu ye yesu
yeebazibwa
era yakugamba
yokaana
essuula eno ey'ekkumi
n'ettaano
Yokaana essuula ey'ekkumi n'ennya n'olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri. Ku lunaku olwo mulitegeera mmwe nga nze ndi mu kitange nammwe mu nze nange mu mmwe.
Yesu
yeebazibwa. On this very day, just as it has happened today, we no more speak it of this day as it
has
happened. The Lord already fulfilled the day now of knowing that all along we've been in Him. What is in heaven and earth, He too is in the Father. The Father is what makes what we call the above the heavens. And the covenant. First, the entire heavens. Now we all are we've been within the
passages,
and He too is in us. Why is it like that?
For
we, all along His branches, we came from Him, and within us He is there. Watches Him from us one when we refuse to bear fruits, fruits of righteousness. To do what is righteous. On that very day, we are no more waiting for it. It is today.
Yes,
we shall know. And we have understood now.
That
all along we are within Jesus.
Amen.
Unto most of the people, they are still waiting for the other day that they will know that they are in Jesus. But
unto
the ones of all full knowledge in the world, right now today,
we
know that all along we are in Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see John 1:16.
Yokaana essula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Lugamba, kubanga kukujjula kweffe ffenna kwe twaweebwa.
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard very well.
Kubanga kukujjula kwe.
For the fullness of His.
Kwe ffenna kwe twaweebwa.
All of us were given.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Yandi badde akole okuva ku nsi kwe tuli.
Made His body from up where we are.
Okumalayo obwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye.
Finish all the kingdom of the stars. The entire heaven.
Okuyingira mu ggulu erimu ekifo
ebisale. Enter the Jerusalem city.
Okuyingira mu ggulu erimu ebiramu ebina.
Reaching heaven with the four living creatures.
N'eggulu eryokusatu.
Even the third heaven.
Erimu olusuku lwa Katonda.
With the garden of God.
Naye obwo bwe bwali obujjuvu bwe.
That was His fullness.
Ffe kwe twaweebwa.
Of which we are given the grace. We and the angels and all the stars.
Ebina
bonna. And the four living creatures. All of
them. That is how
we would have been in His size. But all of us. We are cut from Him to appear. That's why Isaiah 51, verse 1 says like this. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Look carefully.
And you
know why we see this journey. They are secrets which we are revealing unto all the nations and the kingdom of heaven. As angels have tapped their ears, they are listening as we reveal the secrets. They are letting us say, that is our joy. That mystery to be revealed. Deal to be known.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Isaiah 51.
Verse 1.
Mumpulirize, mwabagoberera obutuukirivu, mwabanoonya Mukama, mutunuulire olwazi lwe mwatemebwako.
They tell us to look at the rock from which we are cut. They have told us from His fullness. All of us we are given portions. Jesus would have been big as heaven and earth. And we are not there to exist. But He decided all us to be branched out of Him. What is in all the heavens and earth. I don't know you are not there. Don't understand Jesus as Lord. And you see through a car and houses. You have a serious problem. And you claim Allah.
No, it is Jesus.
And you claim Jesus is just a prophet. That is just Messiah. The problem upon you is very big. You, the Adventist,
who
doesn't know Jesus, is the Lord of the Sabbath. He
told
you the rest that you refuse. You have a problem. You the Catholic, I hear Protestant.
Who Jesus
was always at the cross. I want to tell you, the right Jesus,
what
is in heaven and earth in you, and in his force, we are given out. You were born again. Who
sees
Jesus through a car,
I hear
through a building, you have a problem on the brain. In Jesus we speak of, in his fullness we are given all.
In
all of us, all have been within him as we are the journey of heaven. We want to implore every person who has been scorning Jesus and
will
be seeing him upside down. I tell you, you are not going to escape him. But you could never run far beyond him. You never. All along you are within him, living, moving within him. That's why we admonish you with the highest wisdom. Be very careful. I hear you are of Yahweh, that you're going to be to live in the garden of God all day. Jesus calls you in heaven, you're here. Things which are like that of those religions. I am not a hater of those issues, but I am a hater of every hypocrisy spoken of Christ, and it's not the truth. Praise Jesus. Let's see Acts
17:20. Acts 17:20. Kubanga oleta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe. Kituva twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino. Abaseene bonna ababangayo tebaakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogeranga oba okuwuliranga ekigambo ekijja. Pawulo n'ayimirira wakati wa Aleopaago n'agamba nti, abasajja abaseene, mbalabye mu byonna nga mutya nnyo balubaale. Kubanga bwe mbadde mpita ne ntunuulira bye musinza era ne nsanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Yesu obadde tebamutegeera abadde basinza kye
batamanyi.
Akaseera katuuse
osinza
ky'otegeera
olyoke
obeere mwoyo ne mu
mazima
okusinza
kitaffe.
Kale kye musinza nga temukitegeera nze kye mbabuulira. Katonda yakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna, oyo kubanga ye Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi, tabeera mu masabo agaakolebwa n'emikono. So taweerezebwa mikono gy'abantu.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Tabeera mu masabo.
He does not live in shrines.
Tabeera mu bizimbe bye muzimba.
Buildings built by human hands.
Era buli gy'abalowooza okumuzimba.
All along they claim to build him churches.
Njagala okubategeeza mwenna mu nsi yonna.
You all know in the entire world.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Seetaaga kizimbe.
He doesn't need your building.
Kubanga ye ebirimu kuno ebiri ku nsi biri mwoyo.
What is in heaven and earth within him?
Era akubuuza nnyumba ki gy'oyinza okumuzimbira.
And he asks you, what house can you build for him?
Yakugamba ekintu kimu.
He told you one thing.
Mu kubikkulirwa essuula ey'okusatu.
Revelation 3.
Olunyi olw'abiri.
Verse 20.
Ndi ye ali ku mutima gw'akonkona.
That is upon your heart is knocking.
At least mugwanayingira.
At least you enter within you.
Ng'ayita mu mwoyo omutukuvu.
When he passes through the Holy Spirit.
Ky'ava ayogera mu Bakolinso.
That is why he speaks in Corinthians.
Kisooka essuula ey'omukaaga.
First Corinthians 6.
Ndi temumanyi nga muli yeekaalu y'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Don't you are temple of the living God.
Oyo gw'atuma okubeera mu
mwe. The one he sends to live within you. When we open for Christ Jesus, he sends his Holy Spirit to live in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
he doesn't live in humanly built hands. For he is the God who created heaven and earth. According to John 1, verse 1. 1-3. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were created by Him. And without Him, nothing was created. Verse 14 says, and the Word closed flesh and appeared unto us. Him in the glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus, begotten of the Father, with grace and truth. He is the Son who created heaven and earth, according to Hebrews. Hebrews 1, verse 3 and 5. That through the Son God created heaven and earth, and it is said, in 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. That without compromise, the mystery of godliness is this. God appeared into the flesh. He appeared in flesh and was preaching the word unto the angels. Praise Jesus. That God was here.
When
we speak of the Master Jesus, we shall speak of the Father. We shall speak of the Holy Spirit as we reach above the heavens. But right now, all this we speak of, we speak of Christ Jesus. Within Him are things in heaven and earth. What we see in this journey of heaven.
Act 17:25. No kusomuka nebyonna.
He's the one who gives them breath.
No kusomuka nebyonna.
And everything we use.
Mukama afu Yesu.
Our Master Jesus Himself.
Olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Verse 26, Act 17.
Yakola okuva kuomu buli gwanga lyabantu okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo z'okutuula kwabwe. Banoonyenga Katonda. Mpozi wa wamante okumulaba. Ne wankubadde nga tali wala wa buli omu ku ffe. Kubanga mwoyo tubabalamu. Tutambula. Tubeerawo.
Nti mwoyo mwennyini.
That within Him.
Mwe tutambulira.
We live. We move. We live.
Mwe tuzimbe nyumba.
We build houses.
N'ebintu ebirala byonna.
All other things we are doing.
Era alaba buli mwono oli mu ye.
And He sees every sinner within Him.
N'alaba n'abatuukirivu.
And He sees even the righteous.
N'abaawula.
Even He separates them.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati bulijjo matwale ge mutuli.
All along in His territory we have been within
Him. Okuva ku nsi kwe tuli.
From planet earth where we are. Okutukira
ddamu gulu eryokusatu.
Reaching the third heaven.
Era olugendo lw'eggulu.
And the journey of heaven. Tuliwo
okubikkula Mukama waffe mwennyini.
That will reveal the Master Himself.
Ye kyama kya Katonda.
As the mystery of God.
God.
And all the secrets within Him.
We
are in John 1 verse 10.
Yokana esula esoka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi. Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe. Era ensi teyamutegeera.
He was in the world.
Ye yakola ensi.
He made the world.
Naye ensi teyamutegeera.
But the world never recognized Him.
N'okutuuka
leero. Up to today.
Njagala okutegeeza.
I want to make you know.
Batono nnyo abategeera Yesu
yali. People recognize who Jesus is.
Era kyogoraba.
That is why you see.
Bamalayika abaagwa balimbyelimbya abantu.
The fallen angels have deceived many people.
Ebalaba ba Yesu abalala abubulimba.
And they have seen other false Christs.
Songa si Yesu oli
omutuufu. Yet it's not the right Jesus.
Kubanga singa abantu bali bategeera Yesu.
If people recognize the Christ.
Yajja ku nsi yaani.
You came on the earth. Ebandikoze
bakola no eroero bukama babikola.
Done what they are doing right now.
Okubba abantu.
To steal from people.
Nga babba ekimu eky'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo.
And the tithe and the offerings.
N'okutundanga ebyamagero
mu ye. And to sell miracles.
N'ebirala ebiringa ebyo bingi.
Things like that are moving on.
Others,
they have refused to see the position of the Father. They claim to be priests or fathers. Others make themselves spiritual fathers. He warned every person to be very careful.
We
are moving on for Christ Jesus. He warned every person.
John 1 verse 11.
Yecha
matwalege. Naye abali matwale ge tebamusembeza.
Gano ensano kwe tuli.
In this world we are in.
Gano matwale ge.
These are His territories.
Okuva ku nsi kwe tuli.
Right from planet earth where we are.
Yajja matwale ge.
He came in His own.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
are his territories.
Mkuru,
reaching heaven.
But
he came here when he had nowhere to sleep. For we had not recognized him. By the moment has come,
we
recognized as he told us.
John 14:20.
That on the other day,
you will know
that all along you've been within me. That he spoke it many years past. 2017 years right now.
But
now, all those things we've spent in understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we thank God. Our eyes to see this. Even our ears to hear this. Many prophets wanted to hear this, but it wasn't possible for them. And it's prepared for them
to be
blessed to this level.
Yukana esura esoka.
John 1:12.
Praise
Jesus.
All that embraced him, he gave us the right to become children of God.
But
in this mystery, the Master Jesus, he promised
that
there is no secret within him which we shall never understand. From planet Earth where we are, reaching the third heaven, we are going to know everything within it.
He
promised in Matthew 8. Let's read Luke 8:16-17.
Luka esula eyomunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga lugamba bwe luti, era tewali akoleza ttabaaza n'agisaanikira mu kibbo oba agissa wansi w'ekiriri, naye agissa ku kikondo abayingiramu balabe bweyaka, kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalirabisibwa, newankubadde ekyakwekebwa ekitalimanyibwa nekirabika mu lwatu.
Ebintu byonna yasuubiza
ebiri
mu ye ngaekyanaye alimu ebyama ebirala
bingi
nga bwe tubirabye
era
bwe tugenda okwongera okulaba byonna n'agaba byonna biri bikulwa era birireetebwa mu musana okubitegeera. Singa ettaala alimala
n'agiwanikako,
ettaala eyo yeraga Omwoyo Mutukuvu mu
bujjuvu. In the lampstand. After he raised him and showed him to us, he is the one who led the journey of heaven, the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. Even the groups of angels, seven groups. Praise Jesus. Seven commanders, they are all in the weapons of seven. Lead the whole army of angels. After revealed the seven spirits, he has to reveal all secrets and disclose them which are within him. That's why we are going to be seeing right from earth and what is within it. Praise Jesus. We are going to pass through them briefly.
Then
after we shall come back, see one by one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all there,
we are
going to be revealing secrets which are in the Master Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to Colossians, where we began from 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya kubiri n'olunyiriri katudemo olw'omukaaga. Naye amagezi tugogera mwabo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mirembe gino, era agatali ga bakulu abo mirembe gino abaggwaawo. Naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama, gali agaakisibwa. Katonda geeragira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Yes, he was
God prepared it long time and hid it for the glory of the latter church. Those who studied in the book of Haggai, that the glory of the latter church
would
be more than of the former. You may perhaps have seen of the one of Moses, how Moses saw things in heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
You
may have seen the acts of the apostles and what they spoke. But this generation, as he winds up his works,
he
reveals all secrets.
Until
the glory is in the highest glory.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula yakubiri n'olunyi lwa munaana.
First Corinthians 2:8.
Saba weetegeke bulungi nyo.
I pray you prepare yourself very well.
Olw'ebigambo by'owulira.
The words you hear.
Kubanga ebigambo ebyo tusoose okuyitamu.
Those words we first pass through.
Gwe musingi gw'olugendo lwe.
That's the foundation of the journey of heaven.
Lwaki antwana mu lugendo
lwe. Why it takes me the journey of heaven.
Okutuukiza okuyitibwa okuli ku
ggwanga. To fulfill the call upon our nation.
Okuteekateeka manga kunolokuna kwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. All nations for the second coming of Jesus.
Naye tetusobola kudda.
But he cannot get come back.
Mpaka ng'amaze otegeerwa bulungi eri abantu.
Until he has been known properly to all people.
Ye kyama yagambibwako ayi kusooka okubikkulwa.
The mystery spoken of who have to first be revealed.
Okuyita mu njiri y'obwakabaka bw'omu.
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Era kyenkankano gwe tubikkula.
Right now we are revealing him.
Tuvulaba ebintu byonna tubiteese mu recording.
That's why all things are on recording.
Mu video okusobola okubikkula.
And a video to reach all people. Don't be surprised of that. The gospel has to pass through all nations. Matthew 24:14. That before the end, the gospel of the kingdom of God has to resume to be preached all over. All nations be a witness. Now the end will come after. Why is it going to be a witness? Everything you would have known where it is.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus.
They
inhale a serious sorrow right now.
But
the words they hear, they cannot dare enter within them. But I prove
hell
has been given a chance to hear these words, and they are not going to profit them at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even the entire heaven, it is hearing right now. Even all creations are hearing them. But what surprises most, that all who fell in hell, this has come as a witness to them, that why did you refuse? Why did you accept God? Remember the rich man.
He's
in hell, but they are showing him what the people on earth are doing. And he sees they have a high chance to get saved. In Luke 16, verses 19 and 20. This is the same moment where they hear words of the mystery of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yet
we're going to proclaim but to be a witness to them. They in heaven, the saints are hearing,
right?
But they continue to rejoice about it.
But
right now the witness reaches to them. Now it is known in heaven.
Open.
And we decided to believe the word of God, and it's the master
Jesus.
We decided right.
Bakulinso ekisoka esule yokubiri n'olunyirirwa munana.
First Corinthians 2:8.
Abakulu bonna abo mirembe kino ge batategeranga n'omu, kuba singa baagategeera tebandikomeredde Mukama wa kitiibwa.
Kankano bye tuwogera.
Now what we speak, the rulers of this age, if you go anywhere, they will never explain it. This was God prepared for the last days. Not in glorifying ourselves, but for our glory. And he decided, the nation which made a covenant with him, to release all his words in that world. As we decided as Uganda, to stand for God and for our country. We claim to stand for God and for our country. As the motto says, that's why God was pleased. A nation which doesn't stand for him to release these words out of it.
1 Corinthians 2:9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako. What eye has not seen. There are many things you see here. Right from the seven spirits which make the Holy Spirit. And you have never seen them.
Now
you don't understand them.
Bakulisa ekisooka 2:9.
1 Corinthians 2:9.
N'okutu bye
kutawuliranga.
You may perhaps have not heard of them. You may not have known how heaven appears.
N'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu. Has
never entered your heart. Now listen. We see the journey of heaven from planet Earth. But you may ever heard of other planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But you
don't know who put them there. Where are they?
Hey,
you may not have stretched out of planet
Earth
how stars are bigger than the planet you are within. But you're going to be seeing all that. And you hear them. You may not have known where hell is positioned. And you think it is in the ground. You're going to be seeing hell. And it's going to enter in your heart. You're going to be hearing it. You may not have known where the door of heaven is. All that we're going to speak of it. We're going to be moving on the next heaven. And you see Jerusalem city, and you've never seen it and never entered your heart.
We're
to see the fallen
prisoners,
and we hear the secrets upon them in the second heaven. We are to see the third heaven. We see the garden of God, the throne of God, the 24 elders.
You may
not have heard above the heavens, and you don't know what is there. In the beginning, where we're going to find the new heaven and earth, as the other image. After we finish the third heaven, we are going to go above the heavens and we see the new heaven and new earth. The beginning,
and
everything within them, and it's never entered your heart. God prepare for them who love Him. They are in the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He prepared for them who love Him. To mean preparing, they are there existing.
Yet
He's waiting for them who love Him to be revealed these things.
Amen. First Corinthians
2:9.
Byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala. Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo.
The Holy Spirit is the one leading this journey. And the one first started about.
He
started the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God. They will make the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. And it's the one who gathered all these Holy Scriptures.
That
we saw in Isaiah 34, verse 16, that the Spirit
look
into the book of the Lord and read, for the Spirit gathered all of them. The Spirit had seven groups of angels, and we've been studying about them, to gather what is in heaven and on earth, and what is above the heavens.
It's
the one who reveals to us the understandable things of God.
First Corinthians 2:10.
Kubanga
omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategerekeka bya Katonda. Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kito n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. And the Spirit of God alone is the one who can reveal to us what's in Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
continues to explain. Right now we've been blessed.
We
know who is the Son. Let's first see in Matthew 11.
These
words were chief in the general heaven, and they were the beginning, a very great beginning. As was moving with the jar of heaven.
Matthew 11:25.
No, these words you hear right now, God kept them. And He hid it from the ones claimed to be wise in the world, in all generations which have been. And He kept them. He kept them for them who love Him in the latter days. Even all the saints in heaven, that they may know these words as they have to be. But He was pleased. These words are to be based in the nation where we are, to be revealed.
Matthew 11:26. Wakisa ebigambo bino abamagezi n'abakabakaba n'obibikkulira abaana abato.
Now the little children is the one God wants. They were humble.
Olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaaga.
Verse 26, Matthew 11.
Weewaawo kitange, kubanga bwe kityo bwe kyasiimibwa mu maaso go, Ebintu byonna byankwasibwa kitange. So siwali amanyi muntu. So siwali muntu amanyi mwana wabula kitaawe.
Kitaffe mwennyini y'amanyi omwana.
The Father himself, the one who knows the Son. Ebbanga
lyonna bulijjo y'amanyi nti ebiri mu gulu.
All along is known what is in heaven and earth.
Biri mu mwana oyo.
They are within the Son, the Master Jesus.
So tewali muntu amanyi kitaawe wabula omwana.
Omwana mwennyini.
The Son himself is the one who knows the Father all along. That the Father fills heaven and earth. He makes the new heaven and new earth himself. What are above the heavens? That's when the Son was on earth, he said that my Father is greater than me. I don't know whether you understand me. The words Jesus spoke with us, we could not understand them in that moment. Praise Jesus. The word began with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Just as you see the lampstand. And it's the Father and the best. The Son is the second. The Holy Spirit stretches out of them. They began three of them. Praise Jesus. But the Father, out of him branches the word and the Holy Spirit. And we were pleased to come out of the word. We came from the second step on the lampstand. That's the one we got out of. All his fullness making heaven and earth. Praise Jesus.
Tuli Matayo esura ya 11 n'olunyiriri tulikulabiri mu 7.
Matthew 11:27.
Na buli muntu omwana gw'ayagala okumubikkulira. Mujje gye ndi mwe mwenna abakooye.
Praise Jesus. He's told us one thing. When the Son is pleased to reveal the Father to us, we understand him. But even the Father is pleased to first reveal the Son to us, for he knows him. And he sent his Spirit to do this work when he's leading us. Praise Jesus. That's the journey. The reasons why it was brought to first reveal the mystery of God, the Master Jesus. In him are things in heaven and earth. Reaching the third heaven. Praise Jesus.
And
to know all secrets within him. And
begin
the planet earth where we are. Praise Jesus. The journey begins from planet earth. The earth which is inhabitable. And when you write there as we begin. Right, we have begun. Beginning. Praise Jesus. We began to see Jesus as we are on planet earth where we are. As the beginning. Praise Jesus. Let's first read this scripture. Isaiah 66:1.
Isaiah 66:1. Bwati bwayogera Mukama nti eggulu y'entebe yange n'ensi y'entebe y'ebigere byange. Nyumba ki gye mulinzimbira era kifo ki ekiriba ekiwummulo kyange?
Yes, for he, heaven and earth, he has said heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. Praise Jesus.
And
want to begin from earth, one of the parts on his body, that is the inhabitable
earth.
This planet earth, it is the only planet which you can inhabit on. And the Master himself gave it that name, Earth. The word planet Earth. Planets are many. And they are close to 10. But the only habitable earth where flesh and blood can survive, it is the planet Earth. He speaks of it in Proverbs. Proverbs 8. Let's first read verse 22. Then we'll read 30 and 32.
Engero esula eyo munana n'olunyiriro amakumi abiri mu bbiri.
Proverbs 8:22.
Mukama yali nange ekkubo lye we lyasookera. Okusooka emirimu kye gy'edda. Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye.
Mukama waffe Yesu atunnyonnyola.
The Master explains to us Jesus that he began with the Father in the beginning. As we've heard in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In John 1:14, the Word close flesh and appeared unto us, and we saw him as the one begotten of God, full of grace and truth. In verse 36 and to 31. Proverbs 8:30.
Kale nze nga ndyawo gyali ng'omukoza era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga njaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge, nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu, n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yesu
yebazibuti bulijjo yasanyukiranga ensi ye rejoiced of our planet
ebeerekamu.
Yesu
yebazibuti.
Now the planet we are on, it is called as the habitable earth. When you stretch out of it, there are other 9 planets, and you cannot harbor there or live there with flesh and blood. If you go there, you must have covered yourself. You must go with your own oxygen, which you are going to breathe out there. For when he was making planet earth, as we shall study in its fullness, he made it and it can manufacture the oxygen we breathe. But when you go out of it, you have to go with your oxygen you're going to breathe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
there are things you've never thanked God about, like oxygen being in this planet.
And
where we shall finish this journey, you'll be able to glorify God for it in truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you praise Him as you worship what you know.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The planet we began with, it is His part, and it is His body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This planet,
truly
it has its corners. It has pillars. It is made up of 4 angels. Let's read Revelations. I'm going to briefly pass through it, which we are speaking about. After we shall come back and study it in details. Revelation
7.
From verse 1.
Kubikula esula y'omusanvu n'olunyo sooka lugamba, oluvannyuma n'endaba bamalayika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda 4 ez'ensi, nga bakutte empewo 4 ez'ensi, empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi, newankubadde ku nnyanja, newankubadde ku muti gwonna.
Praise Jesus. He saw 4 angels holding the 4 corners of the world. These are the pillars of the world on which it was put and made. Now the foundations of this earth, they are the ones. These angels, don't think they're holding the planet like this. No. The angels themselves are the pillars of planet earth. On it, them were this and planet made out of it. And they're the ones who have closed it to see that even though the earth is rotating, it involves bringing much wind within this earth. According to the speed it runs and it is in space, if this angel don't beat the wind to take it out of earth, and they just measure what is just enough for oxygen for us, we can be easily destroyed. But the earth is rotating at a very high speed. But in this rotation, all the wind they beat it, taking it out of earth. The day they are going to leave this wind to enter earth is the day of judgment. There everything will begin to perish. The mountains will shift from their positions.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The planet was made
on
the 4 pillars of the 4 angels. And that's why you see in Job, he asked Job this question. Let's go and read there. This question is being answered as we started the journey of heaven. There are many things to be answered with questions which have been in people's hearts and in their minds. All of them are to be answered.
Job
38 verse 1.
Yobu sura ya 38 n'olunyiriri olusooka. Mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ez'akazimu n'ayogera nti, ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya? Kale nno weesibe ekimyu ng'omusajja, kubanga nnaakubuuza naawe onziremu.
Waliyo abantu abaleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa,
bring darkness in the curse of God.
Ne bagamba mbu ensi
and they say planet Earth happened and existed by evolution.
Naye ebire ebituuse,
but the source which have reached,
utegere nti baakola nkola ensi
eyo, know that it was just made.
Era neteekebwa ku
bamalayika banange empagi zaayo. Angels as its pillars and foundations.
Teriyawo ekintu ekiriawo.
It is not there like something just dumped there.
Wabula,
but
yakolebwa n'obwegendereza,
serious carefulness.
Era yasimbibwa ku mpagi
z'abamalayika. It was planted on four pillars of angels.
Era nga nekyolaba waggulu
ekiriseeku. Up there, those are the wings of the angels.
It's
serious size, you cannot speak on your heart. We answer questions to all people
on
the entire world
upon
what has been asked. How did the world exist?
Job 38:4. Wali oliludda wa bwe nassaawo emisingi gy'ensi?
Kaakati mwe abagenda boogera ku nsi,
now you go to speak about this
earth, musimanyi yajjawo bweti ne bweti,
that it happened like this and
this. He
asks a question.
Bwe yali atakawo emisingi
gy'ensi, when it was putting its foundation, where were you?
Naye emisingi egyo,
but those foundations,
gye tuva okusomako
kaakano, are the ones we've studied of right now.
Tusomye ku bamalayika abana,
studied of the four angels,
abali ku nsonda y'ensi,
they're on the corners of the world.
Kankubulire,
let me tell you,
ensi neekulungirivu,
planet earth is such a
lot, naye Katonda atamanya ensonda yaayo
w'eri, but God knows where its corners are.
Era bwe tunaatusoma kuba
amalayika bano,
wawe bali tujja kubatulabawo,
we shall be seeing their awali ensonda
z'ensi,
where the corners of the world.
Yobu esula ya 38 n'olunyiriri lwakuna. Wali oliludda wa bwe nassaawo emisingi gy'ensi? Yatula oba olina okutegeera. Ani eyateesa ebigera byayo?
Ebipimo byonna by'ebintu ebirimu.
Measurements and things within it.
Kubanga tugenda kulaba ensingo
eri mu bbanga. We are going to see that the earth is in space.
Naye yagera atya n'apima ebimala?
How did he measure what is enough for it?
Eremu okugwa.
And it shouldn't fall.
Kubanga we want to see more
ebigera. For if you would have
put in
much weight, would have fallen down from space.
Wadde nga zingibwa ku bamalayika abana.
Though it's put upon four angels.
Naye ate eri mu bwengula bw'eti
mwetambulira. But it's in space, moving within space.
Tuli Yobu esula ya 38 n'olunyiriri lwakutaano. Ani yateesa ebigera byayo oba ng'omanyi? Oba ani eyagireegera omuguwa?
Ani yaleega omuguwa?
Who stretched its measuring line?
Kubanga eno ensi we baali bagikola,
baali
Mukama yaleega omuguwa.
God stretched his measuring line.
Yasimba malayika wali
tano. He planted an angel here and there.
Neno bamalayika bana.
There and here four angels.
N'aleegerako omuguwa
gwe. And he stretched his lines of the world upon them. And the moth it rotate
satula,
and it became satula as you see it. But where it was measured and stretched, you don't know. The
journey
of heaven answers all the works Jesus did, whatever is in him.
Job 38:6. Emisingi gyayo gyasibirwa ku ki?
Kati kyava bakubuuza.
Now they ask you.
Naye emisingi gy'ensi
gyasibwa ku ki? But the foundations of the earth were planted on what? Now in the journey of heaven.
Mukama antu alira ddala wali bamalayika bano basembye amakanda.
Where these angels are right at their spots, where they stretched the lines of the earth.
Ne bagyetoolooza.
And they rotated it satula.
Bamalayika bana.
The angels fought them.
Era we nali ndaba ebintu.
As I was seeing the things.
Ne wunya.
I wondered so much.
Nali manya ensi kirabika.
I thought earth it's just something.
Kiri awo mbanga.
Something in space there.
Ye nali manya
kitu kino tuwa. I thought you were seated even on ground.
Kubaka tigobo oli wane.
For as you are here.
Orabe nsinga tetambula.
You see the earth is not even moving.
Orabe tudde wamu.
You see it seated in one place.
Amalala gonna ge tukola.
Oh the
nsi kuno gava mbutamanya.
This earth comes out of ignorance.
Kubanga singa bakimanya nti
eseri mu bbanga. If you knew earth is in space.
Era nga agikutte
asobola okugita. Holding it can let it fall.
Kubanga yeetooloola.
If it is rotating.
Nga bayinza okutta empewo yonna
neyingira mu nsi. And they can let all the wind come into the earth.
Neefuula ensozi zonna.
And it blows all mountains.
Wandibadde tukola ddala.
We would not have done all evil works.
Ensi gye tuwogerako.
The earth we are speaking of.
Njogerako mu bufunze
kankana. I speak of it briefly right now.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bajiregera ku misingi.
It was stretched on what foundation?
Bamalayika abana
bino. Those are the four angels have told you.
Tuli mu Yobu isura ya 38 n'olunyiriri lwa mukaga.
Job 38:6.
Oba ani eyasawo ejinja lyayo ekkulu eryoku nsonda.
Kakati ejinja kuwe eryoku nsonda.
The main chief cornerstone.
Yali ludda wa.
Where is he?
Erani yamuteekawo.
And who put him there?
Ejisinga okwewuunyisa.
What surprises most?
Jinja kuwe eryoku nsonda atali
ku chief cornerstone is rather in the third heaven. All these are branches within him, reaching planet where we are. Even angels make his four corners of the world, all them are branches of Jesus. He is the chief cornerstone. You read of him in Isaiah.
Isaiah 28,
verse 42-25.
He put
the chief cornerstone on his holy mountain Zion. We see him in 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 2, verse 4, 1 to 6. He is the chief cornerstone. It is the third heaven, but
he
is the chief cornerstone of the planet Earth, where we are.
Of
all the angels making it, they came from him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
now this earth you see, it's made of four angels. Let's go back at Revelations.
Kubikura esula eyomusanvu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelation 7, verse 1.
Oluvannyuma ne ndaba bamalayika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda nnya ez'ensi, nga bakutte empewo nnya ez'ensi, empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi newankubadde ku nnyanja newankubadde ku muti gwonna.
Yes,
Jesus.
Ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'alinnya okuva ebuvanjuba ng'alina akabonero ka Katonda omulamu, n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba bamalayika abana abaaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'ennyanja.
Ku lunaku luli eri bamalayika bano abana
boolabababagamba
olunaku lw'enkomerero bawulira akagombe
kabatandike
okuta ensozi
n'ennyanja
okuva mu bifo we ziri zitandike okulumba oluka
lwonna
era be baaweebwa enkomerero y'ensi eno okusaanyaawo ensi bo
bennyini. After that, they will go to Jerusalem of heaven themselves. Listen very carefully. The planet you are joking with,
they are
responsible for it to destroy it, and all along it's in their hands. Praise Jesus.
Perhaps
you build everything you want on it. You are programming everything upon the planet Earth. But they are they who are given responsible over it. And they built its four corners.
Tuli mu kubikulirwa essula y'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Revelation 7, verse 2.
Ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'alinnya okuva ebuvanjuba ng'alina akabonero ka Katonda omulamu, n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba bamalayika abana abaaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'ennyanja, ng'ayogera nti, temwonoona nsi newankubadde ennyanja newankubadde emiti okutuusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero k'abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
And they told them, stop, wait a little.
Kubanga Yesu bwava mu nsi
muno, when Jesus left this world,
bobaali bagambe nsi
tulisanye. They were saying, let's destroy the world.
Nyabagamba ne mulinde
ko mukwatirire. And they told them, wait a little, hold on.
Kyovola bensi yatukowa
ko wadda. That's why Earth got tired of us so long.
Naye olw'okuba nti ekola bamalayika
abana. Because it's made of four angels.
Namwere ewulira.
It is living and it hears.
Kyovola Musa yagamba.
That's why Moses said,
ensi yasama omira abantu
bano. The Earth open and swallow these people.
We
read so much in Numbers.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And the earth opened itself and swallowed the people. For the four angels here and their workers together with us to serve God.
Let
me tell you, called full knowledge of God. This is a generation God is creating which is new. And it has the full knowledge of God. And everything we do is in knowledge and understanding. And it's not in meditation. It is thinking. But in knowledge.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. The earth is made of four angels, and they have a responsibility to destroy it. They are waiting for one thing. The angel with the seal of God,
the angel Gabriel,
working with the angel of knowledge, to pass through sealing God's people, and they get the seal of God. We read it so much when we start the schemes of the devil. You may think it's a joke. Why are they preaching now? And the people, they are touching the seal of God. Why? The angels were saying, told, if you see the number of people who have to go back to heaven and it's finished, and you begin to destroy and mess up the entire world, these angels making the plant where we are, on them God measured the line for the earth. Praise Jesus. This is in the wisdom of God, not in human wisdom. And the one who wants to meditate upon it in human wisdom, that you know the world happened by evolution, that is the deception. Praise Jesus. But right now all truth is revealed, that the earth is on the four pillars of ages. All the mountains you see, all the valleys, the animals, insects and the birds, the human beings. Praise Jesus. The plants,
all
are in the umbrellas of the four angels. Praise Jesus. And this earth, in its rotation, it's in space. Let's see in Job 26. Job 26, verse 7.
Yobu esura ya 26 n'olunyolo 7. Abamba obukiika obwakono mu bbanga ejjereere. Era wanika ensi awatali kintu.
Ensi yagiteekawo.
The world was just put there.
Mu bwengula.
In the space.
There
is nothing holding it. But the angels making the four corners of the world, they are the ones surrounding or rotating it. And it runs at a very high speed. It even reaches a level and the fires begin to roll off it because of the high speed and the wheels of these four angels in the Atlantic and Indian Ocean, where the wheels are based, where the world rotates from. We shall see many things upon the earth, but I wanted to briefly pass through it. I tell you, has mountains, big, tall and heavy mountains. It has valleys. It has seas. It has streams. It has flows,
valleys,
flatlands.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They are animals.
Mm-hmm.
Insects.
Mm-hmm.
They are birds.
Mm-hmm.
They are fish.
Mm-hmm.
They are plants.
Mm-hmm.
They are human beings.
They
who shouldn't be on this earth, they are the principalities.
Mm-hmm.
The demons.
Mm-hmm.
They have been the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
shall get out of this planet earth on the day of tomorrow. May God bless you. We shall switch out of it tomorrow. We'll go see what's out of it. God bless.